Our first guest, a very talented actress, a beautiful woman starring in an eagerly anticipated blockbuster film, Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Listen to this. The thing hasn't even opened up in this country. It opens up in this country this weekend.
Okay.
And over the weekend, around the world, it made $200 million.
Wow.
$200 million.
Not even open in the States yet.
Now you're applauding. Are you under the misimpression that you get that money?
Well, apparently. I think that they're applauding for a woman who can open a picture worldwide.
I guess that's
what I'm talking about.
And they're delirious about the shakes.
Well, apparently that is.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Scarlett Johansson. Welcome back.
Thank you.
That's a movie star.
That's a beautiful dress.
Thank you.
It's,
Dave.
It's like like an old-fashioned linen tablecloth.
No, don't say that.
It's beautiful.
It looks like a tablecloth.
Well, it like an old-fashioned lace linen tablecloth.
Thank you so much.
It's beautiful.
Don't take a close-up of it like that.
It's a lovely. I'm trying to pay you a compliment.
Nobody wants to hear their dress looks like a tablecloth.
Really?
No.
Sorry. Well, then how would you describe the dress?
You just did.
It looks like maybe a shawl, maybe a lovely shawl.
That's even
better. Is it even worse? Better? Okay, I'll just stop.
Dave, I have to say, I am so incredibly honored to be on this, one of your very last shows.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for being here.
The first time I was on the show, I was 13 years old. It was 1998. I was so nervous because for me, and still for me, coming on the show is like, it's like you've made it when you're on Dave Letterman, right? That's really the
13
truth.
13 years old, you were here, we were talking about a movie you were in called The Horse Whisperer.
That's right, it was The Horse Whisperer. And you actually gave me a canned ham. And my dad kept it in the fridge till I was like 25, and it walked out on its own practically.
Yeah. Those things, they will explode if they're not kept refrigerated.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
13 years old, but how about that? What a lovely career you've had.
Yes, it's been wonderful. And actually, coming on the show, it's kind of been like the milestone of my career.
Well, thank you for everything. And
thank you for everything, Dave.
Because I would tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
When you.
There's never going to be anybody like you.
No, that's. But I love watching you on the big screen.
Thank you.
It's a fantastic experience. And many great films, by the way, in your filmography. Now let's talk about since the last time you were here, The Little Baby.
I did. I had a baby.
Nice going.
Thanks. Thanks.
Seven-month-old.
I have a seven-month-old, yes, baby Rose.
Rose, and her middle name is Dorothy.
Yes, that's my grandmother's name.
My mother's name is Dorothy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's very nice. You don't hear that name much anymore. It's nice to hear it.
I thought so. It was to pay homage to my lovely, lovely grandmother.
Good for you.
Thank you. And, I was pregnant while making this movie.
Somebody said that to us the other night, but still doing stunts and whirling around and dodging lasers and stuff. Well, it must have been an encumbrance, eh?
To say the least, yeah, it was a little bit.
Yeah.
Of course, I can probably be one of the few to say that my daughter is familiar with the sound of a 9mm. But that sounds terrible. But it was wonderful. Everybody had to be nice to me.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Well, people are nice to you anyway, for heaven's sakes. You've been, is it the Black Widow 4 different times now? Is that about right?
I think so, yes.
How many times?
As far as I can remember.
How many times do you think you will be the Black Widow?
as long as I look good in a cat suit, I guess. about probably 7 months.
Now tell us. This is an unfair question, but what do I care? I'm leaving. non-Black Widow movies, Tell us a handful that you are favorite about, or that are your favorite.
What, that I've worked on?
Yeah. No, that you've seen. No, in your career.
I was in Home Alone 3.
Horse Whisperer, did you like that movie?
I thought it was good, yeah. People liked it.
Was Robert Redford in there?
Robert Redford and Kristen
Tremendous
Scott
soundtrack
in that It film. Did, it had a beautiful soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely, you know, a classic. It's kind of strange to see it, though, because all I see is my puberty, which is unfortunate. But nobody likes the word puberty, sorry.
But beautiful landscape. It was shot
in... I shot it in Montana. We all shot it in Montana.
Worked with Woody Allen many films?
Yeah, we've done three films together. I loved making... Match Point was a wonderful experience.
And I think that was the first one that he made in a foreign country. He'd always made films here in New York City. Wasn't that the first one?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great. I got to spend the summer in London. I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. It was, you know... I was working with my dream director, and it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. What were the other two Woody Allen films?
I made a movie called Scoop, and I made a movie called Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh, yes. That one was delightful.
Yeah, that was fun, too. Actually, we shot both of those movies overseas, and we shot that film in Barcelona, and then we shot Scoop in London also, mm-hmm. which was great.
You've done all right for yourself.
Not bad.
Yeah. What do you like doing? If you could, rather than be here right now, what would you be doing with your little daughter, Rose Dorothy?
Right now, I don't know. I guess we'd probably, it's probably dinner time. Yeah.
Oh, take her to Steak and Shake for a cheeseburger. We'll be right back with Scarlett Johansson. I want to see two things again, because this, ladies and gentlemen, is a movie star. I want to see that again.
Oh, well.
Let me just see this again.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a movie star. Look at that. That wouldn't happen if my funeral, even if I got up out of the casket and went out for a corned beef sandwich. Now, the other thing I want to see is the guy who won the Daytime Emmy for Best Actor.
Let's just take... I never said I was Bill Eckert.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you very much, Bill. Now,
Classic.
It is a classic. The movie, tell us, what do we need to know about this? Age of Ultron. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I didn't know what it meant until the premiere night, actually. it's James Spader. That's Ultron.
He's good, awesome.
He's awesome. He's so good in it. Mm-hmm. It's the Age of Ultron. And, that's all I have to say mm-hmm. about that.
And how are things different?
I'm sorry, Marvel. That was such a bad deal.
How are things different in the Age of Ultron? Are things okay?
Is that a trick question?
No, I don't.
Oh my gosh, flop sweat.
No, they're good, right? Things are.
Things are not good in the Age of Ultron.
No, not good.
No, they aren't. They aren't. They are obviously not good. For one thing, we have to keep fighting the forces of evil.
Yep.
So things can't be that good.
No.
No.
Well, I mean, for God's sakes, that's exactly what we're doing in 2015.
So it's very apt, yes.
Yeah, that's too bad. I mean, it's sad to think that all the way up till Ultron, it's still continued. Does it? Now, let me ask you this. Do you worry about your... I have an 11-year-old that I've said insufferably long, but don't you worry about a 7-year-old? You take a look around at the world and you think, ooh, I've brought this perfect human being into this world. Will she be all right? Will the world treat her well?
Oh, my God, that's so heavy.
I mean, but you're never free of that thought, are you?
Wow, gosh, really? I haven't slept in so long, Dave. I don't know what to say. I'm just a new mom. Cut me some slack.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I look at her and I see a little environmental lawyer, so she's going to fix everything.
Oh, really? Yeah, so, well, see, now, see, that's great. You look at this as positive.
Opportunity.
That your daughter may, in fact, be part of the solution.
Absolutely, yes.
And I look at my son and I know better. Oh, my God.
Shame.
Yeah, I know.
Shame.
How's your husband? Is he all right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Last time I spoke to him, he was fine. Yeah.
You guys are busy probably traveling a lot with the movie?
Yeah, we travel a lot. And also, we live in Paris, too, which is absolutely wonderful. We just got back from there. And so he's probably jet-lagged.
Yeah. Let's show people a clip from the film. I don't even know why you're here. It's already made $200 million.
I know. I know. I just came to see you, actually.
Oh, bless your heart.
It's true.
Let's take a look. You know what the clip is?
Yes.
Okay, what is this going to be?
I think this is a clip where I'm riding a motorcycle, which I did all of those stunts.
You were on a motorcycle when you were 7 months pregnant?
No, obviously not.
Of course not.
There's no way.
What's the matter with me?
I don't know. I know, I was riding a really embarrassing... No, I'm not going to tell you any of that stuff because that's all movie magic. But anyway, this clip, I think I'm riding a motorcycle, and I think I'm handing some action over to Cap, if I'm not mistaken.
Take a look. Here we go. Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron.
That was me following the woman around in the hills.
$200 million. It's already overseas. Made that kind of money. Let's try it again. Oh, you're 7 months pregnant?
I was, yeah. Yeah.
The woman was pregnant. Keep that in mind while you're watching the film.
Yeah.
And because it's done so well around the world, this weekend it's free. God
this
bless
weekend,
you.
Robert Downey's paying for your ticket. No.
Thank you so much for
Thank
everything.
Thank you for everything.
Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with John Mellencamp, everybody.